Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? How you doing? How you doing?
7:12. Oh, boy. It is cold out there. It is brisk, and it's just going to get colder, man. Quick look at your forecast here. Cloudy, windy, lake effect snow, 8 and falling. All right. Tonight, cloudy, extreme cold, low of 15. Wednesday, cloudy, lake effect snow. Going to see a high of negative 10. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wind chills negative 30 to negative 45. Thursday, partly sunny. Warming up, though.
Mm-hmm.
High of 4.
Oh, nice.
There we go. We're getting it.
Hey, all right. A big shout out to the plow drivers out there.
Woo! Just getting it done, man. I seriously, that is a thankless job that needs to be thanked. Really, anyone. I mean, people that are working out in this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got people repairing power lines. You got guys, delivering food to the elderly. I mean,
I got a question for
you.
Yeah. I don't really know too much about plowing, but say you got a plow on your truck. You got a new truck, right, Brock?
Yeah.
Put a plow on it, right?
Yeah.
You're just driving around. You see, that road needs a little bit of plowing. Can you just drop your plow and plow roads, or is that illegal?
I honestly don't know the ruling.
Because I know the city has plows, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you just drop your plow, can you do that?
I don't know. I am not versed in the plow world. I can't see why it would be a problem, unless, though, you damage the road.
Yeah. I mean, how much more damage can Napier get? You know?
That's a good point. It's already pretty rough.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
If you're a plow driver out there, because I'm sure there's plenty of them listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Give us that answer. Is that illegal?
I don't know. Yeah. I'd like to know. I mean, I'm not going to go out and do it.
No.
But.
Yeah, imagine that, man. Up all night.
That would suck.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Suck.
Not to mention, it's wear and tear on your truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not the best thing for your truck. So, yeah, more props to you guys out there pushing that snow around, man. That's awesome.
Plowing can be dangerous.
Yeah. It can be.
I'm not going to make a joke about your mom, I promise.
I knew it was coming.
With Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them, 269-445-7777. Visit pumpthatseptic.com.
You know, a big shout out to those guys, too. Talk about a dirty job.
Dirty job. Dirty job.
You know?
But hey, they're the best at it, man. Pump that septic.
Yep.
It's hard to get out of bed on a normal day. Obviously, we all know that. It's damn near impossible when it's freezing cold. According to a new survey, we'll spend an extra 24 hours in bed this winter. That's right. An entire day out of the year will go toward hiding under the blankets.
Get up, you bums.
You bums. That's based on spending an extra 16 minutes a day in bed for 90 days, which sounds about right. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to do way more than that. Does that count like some of those days where you actually go up to your bed to take a nap? You don't nap on the couch? Those are good naps.
Oh, yeah.
When you actually go into bed.
Yeah, you know you're going straight to REM sleep.
The survey also found that the average person is late to work 7 times during the winter, and 1 in 5 have taken a sick day at some point rather than go outside into the cold.
You're never late.
No. I'm pretty good about getting here.
I don't think I'm ever late either.
Eh.
Yeah? Shut up. No, I'm always
no,
on
you're
time.
Good. You're good. I am surprised. You have leaned in the mornings quite well.
Yeah.
Proud of you, buddy.
You know what it was?
What's that?
Seventh grade basketball? I was taught if I want to play like Michael Jordan, I got to be there not on time, but 5 minutes early.
Oh, yeah?
And then you got to leave 5 minutes late, which I never do.
What's that old thing? When you're not practicing, someone somewhere
is.
And when you meet, they will win. Dad always told me that, and I'm like, I don't care. Let them win. I'm tired.
They used to beat that into our heads.
Oh, dude.
As children.
Yeah.
You know, and it really was beaten into my head because I was out practicing
all
the time.
Nowadays, everyone gets a trophy. It doesn't matter. You don't need to practice anything.
Well, I practice sleep.
I'd get trophies for sleeping, man. Video gaming. Just being an overall worthless piece of garbage. Let's see. I don't know what is worse. The fact that a major company thought people would want to strap a feed bag to themselves, or that we, the people, were like, yeah, let's do that.
Oh, man.
Let's strap on a feed bag. Reynolds Wrap just unveiled a new product called the Hunger Harness yesterday. It's a silver harness you wear on your chest with several thermal and insulated pockets to hold different snacks and keep them warm. It also has a little fold-out tray and drink holder. Perfect for the Super Bowl. So it's basically a feed bag.
Yeah.
All right, so you got this around your neck, on your chest, maybe some hot wings over here, cold frosty beverage here. You got a little plate. It's a food strapped to your body.
I was wondering why they would have it strapped to your body when you could just balance it on your pot belly.
This is for the person before they get ridiculously fat.
Oh, okay.
They say it should hold enough snacks so that you can, quote, go all four quarters plus the halftime show without taking a break. They're $5. They sold out immediately, but don't worry. They say they'll be producing more soon. You can keep an eye out for them at ReynoldsHungerHarness.com.
Does it have a drink carrier?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. You listen to a damn word I say. That was the second thing I mentioned.
I was just imagining what this thing looks like.
Yeah, it's got a couple spots, including a drink harness, because you got to have that. You got to wash down the food in your thick, fat gullet.
Yeah.
You need something there. I don't know why, but as soon as I read this story, this is all I could think that we're turning into.
Oh, no. Fatty McGee is coming. Oh, God, he's taking the stairs. That means he's going to be way out of breath.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Fatty, why don't you go to the bathroom so you catch your breath?
No, I'm catching it.
That is what we're all going to turn into by strapping feed bags onto our fat bodies. Yeah. God, people, get out of here.
Maybe lastly, you just clip them to your jowls.
Right there, eventually. Yeah. And we're going to need expandable neck straps to fit our fat necks. Started looking like Jabba the Hutt. Lastly, a state representative in Tennessee is proposing a dress code for parents when they drop their kids off at school. He says he has heard too many horror stories from principals and teachers about people in pajamas.
Horror stories or horror stories?
Horror.
Oh.
There's a fine line there. Maybe a little bit of both. Horror stories. Right. But people in pajamas, lingerie, or clothing with expletives. And here's actually the principal talking, or the representative talking about it.
Oh, yeah. So I've heard some horror stories in consulting with some of our school leaders. One is there was a school leader that mentioned parent came to the school, well, actually came to the office, and her sleepwear, but it was sexy sleepwear. And you know, there were some body parts exposed. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, you know, you have a line of second graders that's holding on to each other's shirts coming down the hall, and they can possibly see this. And it may not be conducive to a good educational environment.
Hey, Brock.
Yeah.
The mucus queen is yours.
Dude, I took some MILF.
What the hell is that?
MILF. Mom, I'd like to f***.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
MILF. MILF. MILF.
Nothing better than seeing the hot mom pull up at school. Hey, Steve's mom is here. Oh, what's she wearing today?
Every class had that one kid that had the just smoking hot mom.
MILF! MILF! MILF!
That's your morning dump, of course, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Right? 7777.
Yeah.
I feel like I said too many sevens there. Or online, visit pumpthatseptic.com. MILF! MILF! MILF!
The morning.